June 1st, Song of Solomon, Chapter 4.
Behold, you are beautiful, my love. Behold, you are beautiful. Your eyes are doves behind your veil. Your hair is like a flock of goats leaping down the slopes of Gilead. Your teeth are like a flock of shorn ewes that have come up from the washing, all of which bear twins, and not one among them has lost its young. Your lips are like a scarlet thread, and your mouth is lovely. Your cheeks are like halves of pomegranate behind your veil. Your neck is like the Tower of David, built in rows of stone. On it hang 1,000 shields, all of them shields of warriors. Your two breasts are like 2 fawns, twins of a gazelle, that graze among the lilies. Until the day breathes and the shadows flee, I will go away to the mountain of myrrh and the hill of frankincense. You are altogether beautiful, my love. There is no flaw in you. Come with me from Lebanon, my bride. Come with me from Lebanon. Depart from the peak of Amana, from the peak of Senir and Hermon, from the dens of lions, from the mountains of leopards. You have captivated my heart, my sister, my bride. You have captivated my heart with one glance of your eyes, with one jewel of your necklace. How beautiful is your love, my sister, my bride. How much better is your love than wine, and the fragrance of your oils than any spice. Your lips drip nectar, my bride. Honey and milk are under your tongue. The fragrance of your garments is like the fragrance of Lebanon. A garden locked is my sister, my bride, a spring locked, a fountain sealed. Your shoots are an orchard of pomegranates, with all choicest fruits, henna with nard, nard and saffron, calamus and cinnamon, with all trees of frankincense, myrrh and aloes, with all choice spices. A garden fountain, a well of living water, and flowing streams from Lebanon. Awake, O north wind, and come, O south wind, blow upon my garden, let its spices flow. Let my beloved come to his garden and eat its choicest fruits.
How beautiful is your love, Zach Eswine. Men notice women. Female bodies rouse masculine whistles, stares, and calls. Flattery follows. He has learned that words work, so he uses his practiced lines. He tells her she is beautiful. She feels noticed. Noticed is nice. But what flatters at first feels over time like being used. She thinks to herself, "He only touches me when he wants something." And if her appearance does not meet expected criteria, or if she begins to age, she wonders if he will look at all. She notices his eyes glancing at commercials, or the woman walking past in the restaurant, or at church. Two can play at that game. She, too, knows what works. She likes what it feels like to get masculine glances when she enters a room. In this cycle, a slandered version of sexual love gets handed down. We wouldn't recognize the pleasures of true attraction if it walked up to us. After all, few of us have ever witnessed it. What does it actually look like for a man to romantically and truly notice a woman? Chapter 4 gives an answer. To begin, married sex isn't dull. God doesn't just say no. He just says, wait till you are married. Then, unashamedly and without guilt, thoroughly enjoy his good gift to both of you. Next, notice the man's words. A wife is created to hear them. The pickup line steals what marriage was made to cultivate. Admittedly, his love poem makes us chuckle. Just remember, the images involve quality rather than resemblance. A flock of goats, to describe his wife's hair, demonstrates bounty. At least he's trying. Moreover, this husband notices her whole body. His view does not narrow to only certain places. He meditates on her beauty when she is not around, puts words to it, writes to her about it, and delights in her. Obviously, then, much more than physical touch is involved here, and when touch has its time, the whole woman is in view. She is not a highway on which he speeds quickly from one place to another. Together, they take the back roads. They slow down, take their time, and enjoy the scenery. Finally, notice that she is not only his bride, but his sister. Not biologically, but spiritually. With partnership and companionship, they are both friend and family. He places sexual longing within the commitment of shared companionship. Her love, not just her physical beauty, captivates him. The result? She wants him too. Cherished by him, invited by her, naked, without shame. What a blessed relationship.
The Bible is crucial for our lives as believers, but some Christians around the world don't have their own copy of God's Word. That's why Crossway is committed to distributing 1 million ESV Bibles to believers in need globally. By God's grace, we've already raised enough to distribute 500,000 copies of the Bible, but we need your help to get more Bibles into the hands of more believers around the world. Between now and Mother's Day, our aim is to raise $200,000, enough to fund the distribution of 50,000 more Bibles, with a special emphasis on reaching women throughout the Global South. Every $4 you give will provide a copy of God's Word to someone who may have never owned their own Bible before. Would you prayerfully consider helping us reach this goal for the good of the global church and the glory of God? To learn more or donate, visit crossway.org/1,000,000 Bibles. That's crossway.org/1,000,000 Bibles. Thanks.